And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, if you're looking for a new restaurant, Italian style, I have one for you on the West End. It's Donetto, and they have added a Sunday supper that is unbelievable. I tried it the other day. I came home with lots of leftovers because you will not leave hungry. I have in the studio executive chef Matthew Ryder and general manager Chris Amato. And guys, you have a hit on your hands with Donetto.
Thank you.
Okay, so we started out with some wonderful appetizers. Mm-hmm. It's a three-course meal?
Yeah, that's correct. Three courses for $35.
Three courses for $35. Yeah. And I'm talking, I'm a Brussels sprouts nut, so of course I ordered the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
That could have fed a family of four.
Yeah, that one's a hit, for sure.
And for sure. I ate on that for 3 days. So, Matthew, tell me a little bit about it. I know you're not going to divulge all your secrets, but what did you do to these Brussels sprouts?
You just fry them hard. We've got a bagnacotta dressing, which is heavy anchovy and garlic with a little bit of lemon juice, so you get a nice acidic, savory bite tossed in with the Brussels sprouts, so it's delicious.
But they were nothing was overpowering. No heavy garlic, no heavy anchovy paste taste or anything. It was just so delectable.
Yeah, it works. I mean, if you fry anything up and you cover it in an aioli and some cheese, and it's typically pretty fantastic.
And it went with, I mean, listen, I passed that off as another side dish the next night at dinner. That's how much I had left over. It was so good.
That's kind of, you know, what we wanted to focus on. We want to really feed people while they're in the restaurant, but then give people the opportunity to, you know, share while they're there, but also take things home and kind of do with it what we will later on.
Now, why add a Sunday supper? Is that kind of indicative of Italian feasts?
Well, we do, throughout the rest of the week, we offer a family-style dining option. We really encourage family-style dining within the restaurant. We encourage sharing, passing food around. This idea of like community. And yeah. So we wanted to kind of spin that a little bit differently on Sundays. And so just giving people the option between a couple different courses, trying different things out. And so we just wanted to kind of amp up our Sundays a little bit.
You know, come to think of it, family style, there are so few restaurants in the city that do family style dining. Is that really working for Donetto's?
It is. We have done it practically since we've opened. We brought it on just about 2 years ago, and it's been pretty great. It's something that we strongly encourage, kind of regardless of, you know, the size of your party, but we love it. It takes the guesswork out of, you know, about dining. It's like you can come in, you can sit back, relax. Matt here is in charge of just kind of curating a menu and sending a bunch of food out, and people love it.
Now, share some of the dishes that are most popular on the community dining scene.
So when I say we throw a lot of food at people, I think you definitely understood that and got to experience that. We've got this dish called the Fratelli that is a total staple of Donetto. We've had it since the day we've opened. It's a savory fried dough.
Oh, yes.
With some provolone cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, it's drizzled with truffle honey. It's got Parmesan. I mean, it's pretty killer. It's a guilty pleasure, I think, for a lot of people.
I think that style of dining is really conducive for really letting people enjoy each other's company, able to talk and feel more comfortable. It's more relaxed.
Yeah.
And bringing people together through food.
Right.
Is that what y'all were trying to do?
For sure.
Yeah, bring people together through food, get everybody an opportunity to taste a lot of different options on the menu, and in hopes that they come back and maybe that plate they tried is now their favorite thing and they want to come back and back and back to keep enjoying it. So that's a huge part of why we make those menus to give everybody an opportunity to try the new menu items we do. We do a lot of seasonal changes to the menu, so it's a great tool to fit those in and give everybody an opportunity to try. Maybe they haven't had something and they're unsure about it and they may not order it. We kind of, I wouldn't say force, but kind of put it in front of them. They might
persuade.
Persuade, you know. Or maybe somebody next to them will let them know how enjoyable it is, and they're not going to want to miss out on that. So you try it and you like it or you don't, but you got an opportunity.
Right. When you're designing the menu, what are things that you keep in the back of your head when you're doing that?
Well, I always like to try things before, and I give everybody a lot of opportunity in the kitchen that cooks with me to try.
You know, I'm open for a taste tester.
Stop in anytime.
Okay. I'm always there for you. Just know that.
Thank you. But yeah, I'm always thinking about what the guests may think about it, the look of it. But I always just try to keep in mind different aspects of the dish that I want people to enjoy, whether it's a crunch, something fresh, acidic, hitting your salt at the right points, everything kind of balancing out. So that's always in the back of my head to make sure I hit all those marks with each dish. And then try to be as fresh and seasonal and local as possible, and just highlight the dish or the components in the dish, not really masking one over the other. So
right, balancing it out. What would you say in the cooler temperatures that we have now of late fall heading into winter, what is your most popular dish that's going out of the kitchen right now?
Well, let's see. I've added a couple new pasta dishes, and when I think like winter, I think like braised meats and ossobuco or braised short rib. So I put on a short rib ravioli, and we cooked that with a Parmesan brodo. So that's just a Parmesan broth, and everything kind of is sourced from another ingredient that has been processed. So there's, I try to have zero waste in the kitchen. So it's really a nice, rich dish that you bite into, and you've got a full ravioli of short rib and truffle and shaved Parmesan on top. So another one of those dishes that tries to highlight each of those ingredients. So the short rib, the truffle, and the Parmesan are what I want you to look for.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to be in very soon for that dish.
Perfect. We'll see you then.
By itself, yeah. And then I'm going to have, Chris, you served up a cider, a mulled cider.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so something we did last year. We get really excited around the holidays. We like to try new things. It's an opportunity for us to kind of like play around with food and beverage. And so we have got our trusty crock pot. And we, brought in some cider and we spiced it ourselves. So some cloves, juniper, allspice, star anise, a little bit of orange zest. And we're serving that both non-alcoholic, but you can also spike it. And I think we I think we gave you some of that kettle orange.
Yes.
Which is our favorite and really kind of plays in well with the citrus that we're already putting in there. But it's delicious. Nice little way to stay warm.
You know, I said I was going to try this at home during the holidays. I know it's not going to be as good as yours because you have your mixologists behind the bar doing it to perfection. But that is a hit with you said it was an orange vodka.
Yeah. So Kettle One makes an orange and it's, you know, naturally flavored and it's pretty delicious. But because we were putting the orange zest in there, like in the cider itself, we thought that would be a really good sort of complement to that. So
think about that, folks, your next holiday party, doing a mulled cider with some orange zest and a orange vodka, Kettle One orange vodka. And let me tell you how good it is. And gather those keys of your guest up and don't let them drive home. Call them an Uber.
Yep.
Because it sneaks up on you. So what other things do you have in December?
So we are really excited to once again, well, we decorate the restaurant and it looks incredibly beautiful. But we've put up a Christmas tree the last 2 years. And last year we did what we called an ornament pull. So we have these ornaments on the tree that we replenish every day that have little like gift certificates in them. And so guests can come in and buy as many as they want. We have about 20 on the tree at any time, and they're $5 a piece. And you can get something like a complimentary antipasti, complimentary cocktail, even upwards of like a $50 gift certificate.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fun.
So just for the $5. And what we did, so we're going to be running that, I believe, from Monday the 9th through the 24th.
Okay.
Because we're closed on Christmas Day. But so the 9th through Christmas Eve. And the proceeds we're giving to the Humane Society because it's right around the corner from us.
Yes.
So. And I've got two dogs. Matthew's got a dog, and we're into the animals. So we want to send some money their way.
Oh, that is terrific. Yeah. Okay, tell everyone where you're located.
So we are.
Because you are a hidden gem.
We are on the west side, as you said earlier. So we are on the corner of 10th and Brady, right by some really great other restaurants, Miller Union, The Optimist, that area, just kind of tucked back on Brady Avenue.
Okay.
Yep.
Look for the Cowboy Cauldron out front on the patio. And you want to give the exact address?
Sure. That's 976 Brady Avenue.
976 Brady Avenue. Please put this on your dining to-do list because you won't be disappointed. So Chris Amato and Matthew Ryder from Donato, thank you so much. And it's been a staple that's that I've been dining at for over a year now. And I'll be in for that short rib ravioli, Matthew, very soon. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net, and you are loaded with holiday happenings.
Yeah, that's right. This is the holiday edition of Breaking Chews. All this information I have a trove at my website, which is bitesandsights.net. This is how we come to terms with winter. It's really, I think the holidays, it's the greatest invention. And one of the great elements of the holidays is you gorge on comfort food.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's also a like, hey, I've got months to go till bathing suit season. So
thank God.
I've got a lot of ways to set you back on your bikini bod at bitesandsights.net, starting with next Saturday. Beetle Cat, which is this great restaurant in Inman Park, is having their tacky sweater brunch. That's from 10:30 to 2:30. You know, I can only imagine some of the great sweaters that are coming. But if you've got something special, if you've got a special tacky sweater that's just heinous, you could win the tackiest sweater of the day, and you will win free donuts for a year. That is correct. Free donuts for a year from Beetle Cat. Go for it. Go nuts at Beetle Cat next week on Saturday with the tacky sweater contest. Star Provisions, which is Annie Quattrano's great little market and cafe. They've got a December 14th as well. From 2 to 4, you can get pictures with your dog and Santa.
No
way. Santa Paws is back in town for holiday pet photos. That's at Star Provision. That's right down the street from
you. I am there.
Yes. That's perfect for you and your puppy. So that's December 14th. There's some other great things happening. Oku, which is a phenomenal Japanese sushi restaurant that's over on the west side. They're having a tacky sweater contest on Saturday, December the 21st. Just so many fun things to do. It's all listed at my website, bitesandsights.net. That's B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net.
Okay, send me pictures of your tacky sweaters. I want to see.
Yes, yes. You can send them through my website. Send them, tweet them to Belinda. I want to see some tackiness out there.
Yes, I want to see. I love tacky sweaters, Christmas sweaters. Right. Okay, you're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, we have Buckhead Business Dynasties in the studio today. We have Pano and Nico Caritasis in the studio, and they are legacies in the restaurant industry with the Buckhead Life Group. And Pano and Nico, your father started this dynasty. Did he ever think that the two of you would follow in his footsteps?
Well, he basically forced us into it, so I don't think it was a surprise. No. It's just been a natural progression. It's what we've always done our whole lives, you know, ever since we were 14, 15.
He did get us out of the house and got us into the restaurants early. Both of us actually started in the kitchen. I just, you know, I never left, and Nico, you know, followed his passion to the front of the house and getting into serving people, so...
So, Pano, you are executive chef at Kima.
Yes.
And, Nico, you are president.
Yeah, president of the company.
Of president of Buckhead Life Group.
Yes.
And so are you telling Pano what to do?
He still wishes he could.
Okay. I mean, being in the family.
He's still bigger.
Family business. Yeah. It kind of spills over.
Yeah, no. We work together. I think, you know. One of the best parts of the working relationship is Pano's become an amazing chef and, yeah. and an expert in what we call the back of the house, which is in the kitchen. And then I always worked in the service area in what we call the front of the house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes a great team dynamic.
Yeah.
The fact that we both sort of, you know, have specialized in two areas of the restaurant. And now it's been great working together.
Well, you have...
We get along better at
work. At work than you do outside of work. Well, the Buckhead Life Group consists of Bistro Nico, the Atlanta Fish Market, Buckhead Diner, Chops, Corner Cafe, Kima, Preachy, Lobster Bar, 103 West. Am I leaving out anything?
The South Florida restaurants.
Oh. I don't even know about those.
Yeah, so there's also four... restaurants down in South Florida.
Okay.
One, Lobster Bar Sea Grill in Fort Lauderdale, Miami. And then there's a Chops in Boca and a Fish Market in Boca.
So these are Atlanta's finest restaurants. How does it feel to be at the helm of these? A lot of pressure because you have some great competition.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have an amazing group of people that make up what we call the Buckhead Life family, you know, and it's the greatest professionals in the hospitality industry, is that's how we feel. And as a team, you know, we work shoulder to shoulder every day. We work hard at the restaurants. We've grown up together in the restaurants. We started families together. These are the managers, the executive chefs, the servers, and it's being at the helm. It's not necessarily at the helm. It's being together with an amazing group of people. And we work hard every day to just keep the restaurants the best they can be.
I think what is great about these restaurants at the Buckhead Life Group is you know the consistency that you're going to get. It's great food every time you go. You're not going to have a good night here. There's no good night, bad night at a restaurant. The service is stellar, and you can count on a great time every time you go to one of these restaurants.
Absolutely. You know, and like Nico said, we have a great team. And from my standpoint, the back of the house, the food being done by the chefs that we have, I mean, all around the city, everyone that's in the chef community, they know Chef Gary at the Bistro, they know Chef Pierre over at Preachy, and Charlie at the Diner, Ryan at Chops, so on and so forth. And these guys are the tops of their field, tops of their cuisine in the city.
Well, I know my dishes at each restaurant that I go to. My favorite dish that I get at each one of these restaurants, I know what I'm going to order because they're my favorites. You know, I'd like to branch out,
right.
But I crave these dishes. So, you know, I know what I like at each one of these.
Yeah, and so one of the, I think, the lasting... power of the restaurants themselves. You know, the restaurants have been, you know, mainstays in Atlanta for such a long time.
Yeah.
As you know, my father's always based the concept of the restaurant around cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have the best Italian restaurant, but with Preachy, Atlanta Fish Market is seafood. You know what you're going to get. Chops is an amazing prime steakhouse. Yeah. You know, Kima's Greek Mediterranean. Bistro Nico's French. So it's not a, it's whatever you're in the mood for. You know, those dishes that you like at each one of those restaurants, that's what brings you back.
Absolutely. And Pano, you had an amazing cookbook that came out, what, a year or two? Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
That you had recipes from your grandmother.
Yes.
That was really special that I talked to you about a year ago that you've had great success with. And now you've come out with honey and olives and olive oil. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so this is just a product line that came from customer requests. It all started with the olive oil going into wine bottles, the honey going into plastic deli cups, the olives going in plastic deli cups, and then finally saying, you know, okay, they can't really get these products from Greece, and the guests want them.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back to the families and the farmers and the people that are manufacturing and was able to co-brand with them, and it helps the these great families that are in Greece to have some movement with their beautiful products. And then it helps the guests over at Kima and the rest of the company, because we use these in our Italian restaurants and so on and so forth, with the guests getting the products. So.
Okay. Next year, I want to talk to you about the Greek wine.
Okay.
Okay. Because I love Greek wine.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's so you can't really. The price is always such a great value because, you know.
It's really not.
No one knows to buy Zeno Mamba.
No.
You know?
It's not widely known or talked about.
Right.
Agri al toro. You know, like somebody's going to walk in a liquor store and ask for that.
No, I know. So let's start that in motion.
Yes, we'll work on that.
You have nothing
to do. We'll do a private wine label with Nico's name on it and all the Greek.
See, that would sell.
The ancient Greek games.
N-I-K-O. Everybody can repeat that.
I know.
Right.
There you go. Okay, so now there's something special that the Buckhead Life Group does, and it's great for gift giving this time of year. It's the ultimate card.
Yes, it's the ultimate dining card. It never expires. You treat somebody to an amazing dining experience at one of the restaurants of their choice. They're all here in Atlanta and Buckhead. It's an amazing gift. I wish I could give it, but it looks like I didn't do anything. You know, like I'm going to give an ultimate card. I would like to do it. Instead, I got to go stress out. You know, I
got to
figure out
how to
get everybody. I
got
to go to the mall, and then you got to gift wrap. I don't gift wrap. And then you got to take it somewhere, and then where you and then you got to pick it up.
But there's a little bonus if you buy the ultimate gift card.
20%.
20%.
That's right. And you can either add the 20% to the card, or you could take it on a separate card. So let's say you were going to buy for 10 people, you bought 10 cards at $1,000, you could then get a $200 bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Either each card could be worth $120, or you could have a separate card worth $200 that you'd keep for yourself. Nobody would even know you did it.
And
right?
Like a little something for you.
Your boss
won't
even know. Your boss wouldn't even know. You got to go buy the gifts for the boss for all the
right.
The customers or the people that at work, and then you get a little bonus on the side. We won't tell them.
Everybody likes good food. It's the gift that makes everybody happy.
Yeah, yes. you have 8 restaurants from the Buckhead Life Restaurant Group to choose from, like we discussed earlier, covering all these beautiful cuisines.
Okay. We're talking about the gift that keeps giving for you and your loved one. That's the Buckhead Life Ultimate Dining Card. Yeah. And I have in the studio Pano and Nico Caritasis. And how do we get this card?
Okay, you can get the card 3 ways. You can order it by calling 404-237-2060. You can get it online at buckheadrestaurants.com, or conveniently, you can buy it at any one of the restaurants during operational hours. You know, so when a lot of retailers are closed, you're coming into the restaurant, you can buy the card at any time.
Okay, this is a great idea, because I have so many work people and clients that I don't know what to get them, and you don't know what kind of wine they like, but everybody likes food.
Yes.
Okay, now what about if you're dining out for the holidays or private, you said private dining, or your private dining rooms are like hotcakes right now.
Right, yeah. So all the restaurants right now are in celebration mode. The private dining rooms are all booking up or are booked up. The restaurants are hopping, so people are having a good time. You know, they're spending it with their families or their coworkers or their employees.
There's less than 3 weeks.
I don't think anybody knows that.
That's like a news flash. We're less than 3 weeks.
I just feel like I put away the pumpkin.
I know.
And it's here. So what about, are you open New Year's Eve?
Yeah, New Year's Eve is a big night. It's a really big night. And we have party favors that we hand out at all the restaurants. It's very festive. We'll have entertainment at some of the restaurants. We do an amazing countdown to ring in the new year. And it's not just a great dining experience, but... You know, it's a great party at all the restaurants, and New Year's Eve's a big night.
Okay, but you got to make your reservations early.
Right now.
You got to make them now.
Immediately.
Now.
But
now.
We're going to make them now, but we always have room. We always have room.
Okay. So how do we make those reservations?
You can make them through our website, also OpenTable. It's really convenient. I mean, online's probably one of the easiest ways to do it, but you can always call the restaurants, too, if you don't find availability online.
Okay, because we're not doing the peach drop this year. Did y'all
know
that?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so now you
need
to. It's really sad. It's the first year, and I don't know how long.
Maybe we can drop one from the fish at the fish market.
That's a great idea.
I could drop a peach.
Drop something.
Get everybody over there. Yeah.
We'll drop some peaches.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us on Atlanta Living. What's that website again?
BuckheadRestaurants.com.
All right, you're listening to 95.5 WSB. Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. So this week, you've got a lot on tap.
Yeah. So the restaurant I want to talk about today is just open. It's got to be one of the buzziest openings we've had in Atlanta in the last couple of years. It's called Le Colonial. And this is an iconic French-Vietnamese restaurant. The first one opened in New York City in 1993, and it's legendary. So New York has one. San Francisco has one. Chicago and Houston have them. And now Atlanta gets our own Le Colonial.
Wow.
Just opened in the Shops of Buckhead, right next to Le Bilboquet.
Yeah.
And those are both those restaurants are operated by the same group. So this is probably the most wow factor design in the city as for a restaurant. It's jaw-dropping. You take a glass elevator to the second level, and you kind of open the door, and you instantly teleport into Saigon around 1920.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of when the French were there doing their colonial thing, and they were melding French and Vietnamese culture. This is such a beautiful place. It's 8,100 square feet. It's huge. But the details, the intricacies that capture that French Indochina period, it's just mesmerizing. From the oriental rugs, they've got oil paintings and louvered shutters and Asian-style fans, and there's tropical plants everywhere. It's just a restaurant nerd like me could just spend days drinking in just the design. And then there's the food. I mean, these are too pretty to eat, gorgeously plated Vietnamese classics. They're flawlessly executed crispy shrimp and pork rolls. Mm. I tried the spicy yellowfin tuna tartare. It was magnificent. Yuzu crab salad. They do the Vietnamese shaking beef, if you ever tried that dish. And then I had the whole fried red snapper. It's whole fish on a plate. It's magnificent. Photos can't do it justice, but go to my website, bitesandsights.net. You can see it. And it's hard to describe these flavors. So I really recommend Le Colonial. It's very buzzy right now. Romantic dinners, girls' nights out, big birthdays. I mean, a lot of things are happening in this restaurant. The energy is very palpable. So check out my website, bitesandsights.net. Yeah, that's what's going on this week. A lot happening.
All right. I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.